Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
הסולם. We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, article Shamati, article 184, the difference between faith and intellect. You can find the study material in the Arvut system on the study materials button, website, please.
זה לא כל כך פשוט.
It's not so simple. It's not so simple. The difference between faith and the intellect, and in general, the relation between faith and the intellect. What is faith? What is the intellect? We're talking about spiritual discernments here. So, well, first of all, please read it once, and then we will see.
Shamati 184,
the difference between faith and intellect. The difference between faith and intellect. There is an advantage to faith because it affects the body more than the intellect, because it is closer to the body. Faith is considered malchut, and the body is related to malchut. Hence, it influences it. The intellect, however, is attributed to the first nine, and hence cannot effectively influence the body. Yet, there is an advantage to the intellect that it is considered spiritual compared to faith, which is attributed to the body. There is a rule in spirituality. There is no absence in spirituality, and each penny is accumulated to a great amount. But faith is considered corporeality, which is considered separation. There is no adding in corporeality. Rather, what is gone is gone. That what happened in the past does not join the present and the future. Hence, although faith in something affects him during the act 100% more than the effect of the mind, it only works for a time. The mind, however, although it is effective by only 1%, still that percent remains constant and existing. Hence, after 100 times, it is added to the amount that faith could affect in a single time. But when he works with faith 100 times, he will remain in the same state. But with the mind, it will remain perpetually existing in him. It is as we learn something with the intellect. Although we forget, the recollections remain in the brain. This means that the more one learns knowledge, accordingly he has evolution of the brain. With corporeal things, however, extended over time and place, that a place in the east will never come to the west, or the past hour into the present hour. But in spirituality, everything can be simultaneous.
Ken.
Yes. So, let's read it again. The difference between faith and the intellect. Again, we're not talking about our mind, our intellect. We're not talking about our faith, but rather we're talking about spiritual discernments. So let's see if we're related to this or not. The difference between faith and intellect. There is an advantage to faith because it affects the body more than the intellect, because it is closer to the body. Why is that? Faith is considered malchut, and the body is related to malchut. Hence, it influences it. The intellect, however, is attributed to the first nine. As we learned it regarding the Parzufim. And hence cannot effectively operate on the body, on Malchut. on the person. Yet there is an advantage to the intellect that it is considered spiritual compared to faith. Nevertheless, it is the first nine which eventually build Malchut. This is why he says that yet there is an advantage to the intellect, that it is considered spiritual compared to faith, which is the first nine relative to Malchut. This is how the intellect is relative to faith, which is attributed to the body. There is a rule in spirituality. There is no absence in spirituality, and each penny is accumulated to a great amount. But faith is considered corporeality, Malchut, which is considered separation. There is no adding up in corporeality. And what is gone is gone. What happened in the past does not join the present and the future. Hence, although faith is in something affects him during the act 100%, the person truly understands and he's willing and he's devoted. Hence, although faith in something affects him during the act 100%, more than the effect of the mind, but it only works for a time. And then, after the time passes, the effect from above passes, and it disappears from the person. The mind, the intellect, however, although it is affected by only 1%, still that percent remains constant and existing. Hence, after 100 times, it is added up to the same amount that faith could have affected him in one time. Nevertheless, when he works in faith, 100 times, he will remain in the same state. But with the mind, it will remain perpetually in him. It adds up. It is as we learn something with the intellect, although we forget, the Shemot, the records, remain in the brain, in the mind. This means that the more one learns knowledge, accordingly is one's evolution or development of the brain, of the mind. These are the first nine. With corporeal things, however, that are extended over time and place, a place in the east will never come to the west, or the past hour into the present hour. But in spirituality, everything can be simultaneous in one place, in one time, and it all adds up. This doesn't quite work out. It's not so clear. And there are statements, first sentences here, where we understand one part of the sentence, but the other part we don't quite understand. Where is it happening? What can we do? Well, wait until these things will be more clear to us. I recommend to people who bring us the articles, first of all, to read them well. Is it clear to them? And if it is clear, then bring it to us. And if it's not clear, then check. How much is it possible to actually scrutinize it in such a great audience as we have in the morning lesson? I don't think that just choosing articles according to size is how it should be done. Okay? Nevertheless, let's read it again. So, what do we have? the intellect and the emotion.
Malchut.
Malchut. And the first nine.
Sechel,
the intellect, the mind, is the first nine. The emotion is Malchut. Faith is Malchut. And the intellect is the first nine. Well, let's see if we can nevertheless understand something here. So, Dudi, please read it slowly.
Okay, we are reading in Shamati 184, the difference between faith and intellect. Difference between faith and intellect. There is an advantage to faith because it affects the body more than the intellect, because it is closer to the body. Faith is considered Malchut, and the body is related to Malchut. Hence, it influences it. The intellect, however, is attributed to the first nine, and hence it cannot effectively influence the body. Yet, there is an advantage to the intellect, that it is considered spiritual compared to faith, which is attributed to the body. There is a rule in spirituality. There is no absence in spirituality. And each penny is accumulated to a great amount. But faith is considered corporeality, which is considered separation. There is no adding up in corporeality. And what is gone is gone. That what happened in the past does not join the present and the future. Hence, although faith in something affects him during the act 100% more than the effect of the mind, but it only works for a time. The mind, however, although it is effective by only 1%, still, that percent remains constant and existing. Hence, after 100 times, it is added to that the amount that faith could affect in a single time. When he works with faith 100 times, he will remain in the same state. But with the mind, it will remain perpetually existing in him. It is as we learn something with the intellect. Although we forget, the recollections, the records, remain in the brain. This means that the more one learns knowledge, accordingly is one's evolution of the brain. But rather with corporeal things, extended over time and place, that a place in the east will never come to the west, or the past hour into the present hour, but rather in spirituality, everything can be simultaneous.
It is difficult to talk about the things that are written here, because we're still not in that same spiritual picture that can also connect to these discernments. Well, nevertheless, let's hear at least some questions, maybe see a few more definitions and see how we can make them more precise. Okay. Ita one.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno amici. In questo testo la fede si può dire che.
Good morning Rav, good morning friends. In the article,
che noi riceviamo dall'alto come risultato di questo fare.
Can we say that faith is discerned as an act that we do, and our mind is the impression from the act that we're doing?
No, if Charlie.
Well. You can say everything, but the question is, how much are we able to come closer to spiritual discernment? What is faith and the intellect? The intellect is the first nine, and faith is Malchut. And from here comes the result of what we have in faith and the intellect when they join together into one spiritual discernment. So it turns out that faith constantly changes according to our discernments in the will to receive, how do we work with it, and the intellect is not so dependent on the will to receive. But nevertheless, if we want to determine our perception, then they need to be related, connected, the faith as well as the intellect. That's it. This is how we advance. We come closer to understanding these concepts, bit by bit.
Мы вчера, когда проходили эту статью, сломали голову, разбираясь в ней. А можно вот сказать?
Yesterday, when we went over the article, we broke our heads. Can we say that the mind belongs to Rashima Records?
The mind, the intellect, of course, pertains to the Rishimo, the records, and so we have to work with them also in order to advance. But the most important thing for us is how much we can advance Malchut, because to the extent that Malchut can join the first nine, to that extent we measure the level.
Holland.
Concerning, let's say, faith and intellect, from which perspective are we looking here? Is this from the perspective of the Creator with this article? Because it looks as if it's from another perspective, not from our perspective.
No, of course, this is written from the side of the person. How a person is impressed by faith and the intellect that he has, corporeally and also spiritually. Again, we need to understand also that this thing is not an article. As we know, the articles by Bala Sulam or others, it's a few pages. Here, it's just a part of a conversation that was there. They were in Tabor, yes, it says here. This is a city that Bala Sulam loved very much, and also Rabash. I was there almost every week with Rabash. We would go, and we would sleep there in some abandoned house. And this is how it was also during the times of Bala Sulam. Rabash was there with him, and he heard these things. So, of course, especially that this was spoken on Tu Bishvat, the 15th of the month of Shvat. Tu Bishvat is a holiday. It's called the New Year of the Trees, when the trees begin their life, their blossoming for that year. It is approximately in February. And at that time they were in Tiberias, and apparently this is what Bala Sulam said. It was probably next to the table when they had wine and ate fruit, as is customary on this day. And then he spoke. And therefore to say about this that this is an article, of course not. To say that it is written in a consecutive, correct way, as done when you want to explain things, no, it's not an article meant for explanation. Rather, it was spoken in this way. Maybe somebody asked or somebody spoke before this. But what's written is only what Bala Sulam said. Okay.
No.
Normally we learn that faith is giving, is bestowal. And here it's malchut. So what is the message here, what faith means?
Because malchut determines the degree of faith, the character of faith. Malchut operates the first nine. Everything is done in Malchut, in the will to receive. As much as it is able to perform a restriction over itself and have a screen and reflected light, as much as it is able to join the first nine, it operates the first nine. So everything depends on Malchut.
Thank you, Rav.
Beseder. Moscow 2.
Okay, Moscow 2.
В продолжение, может быть, этого вашего ответа, как определить связь или чувство между
этими? Maybe continuing your answer, how to define the connection or sensation between the mind and faith?
We will have to work with our brain and also with our heart, that is, with the first nine and also with Malchut. We will have to work so that all the friends want to connect in the ten by this. This is how we work. Okay, Moscow?
Нету перевода, к сожалению, я потом пересмотрю архив.
To my sorrow, there's no translation. Well, maybe I'll hear later after.
Да, Раф, спасибо большое. В итоге взаимодействие вот этих двух структур, разума и веры, должно, я так понял, появиться какое-то третье место, да, которое уже будет работать автономно, часть Творца свыше. А от чего зависит?
Ну, что the connection between the, это что, какой-то the mind and the intellect should bring us to maybe to something additional?
Что-то родилось из их взаимодействия.
What dependent is it? Some people that it does occur by them, and others not.
The general vessel, which is the collection of all of our parts, called Adam HaRishon, this general vessel that was broken, so each one of its parts feels itself as disconnected from the others, that it exists only in its ego, thinking about itself, worrying only about itself, and not realizing that concern for everyone, it cannot digest that actually there should be concern for everyone, because in the end, this is its vessel. So this is the state that we are in right now. That's it. Now, each one in his small individual ego with his corrupted first nine, this is how we exist until we begin to realize that we have to gather back again, because indeed the true future state is that we will reach once again that same structure of Adam HaRishon. And this is why when we became separated through the sin of the tree of knowledge, as we call it, through the shattering of this vessel of Adam HaRishon, then by that we feel ourselves that each one is alone, each one is unrelated to the other, even though we even have between us some competition, some pride. Each one has a certain ego towards the other, but it's not that we feel that we need to be together, that it's worthwhile to be together, etc. And to connect so much so that we will have a single body, meaning a single desire.
And
we will only be concerned about the common desire. This common desire, we try to somehow arrange it in the ten. Right? This is actually our work. And therefore, well, people are usually in competition with each other in the ego, in pride, rejection, hatred. But we need to do the opposite, actually. In the ten, we need to care for connection, for coming closer, of actualizing something of the structure of Adam HaRishon. This is our work. And we need to aspire to that. And the whole of humanity needs to aspire for that. But they don't have those same inclinations, the same drives, the same things. We also don't have them, but we learn that if we want to attain the true form of our existence, if we want to discover the Creator, then we can attain Him only when we will advance, when we will reach a state where we will all connect. We have no choice. And therefore, all of the actions that are one against the other, every person who is in opposition to the other, he activates his ego, his pressure, his power, his pride. It is truly against the process of creation. And of course, these deeds will not succeed. Eventually, it will not succeed. And during our time, when we are close to the end of correction, as Baal HaSulam writes, that we are in the generation of the Messiah, the generation of the end of correction, the generation where there is some upper pressure from the Creator that is pulling us out of our ego into, in order to bestow. This is why it is called Mashiach in Hebrew, the Messiah, Moshech, pulling us up above the ego. Then, of course, all of these actions where we operate, that we operate here and there through the force of our might, the force of our ego, those will not succeed. They will not succeed. This is already done. This is the human development by powers that each one is stronger than the other, and there's no room for wars anymore. There isn't. We need, from everything that is happening right now, and hopefully this will be the last war that is happening right now in humanity, that we will learn from it that there is no room for such relations between people, because this is truly in contradiction to nature's course.
Yes, Dudi.
What do you mean it would be the last war? We know until the end of correction we're going to have bigger and bigger wars, right?
These are not wars, you're right, but these are scrutinies for the correction. And here, these wars are scrutinies for the corruption.
What's the difference between them?
That in these wars that are happening right now, there are a few wars in many places in the world. By this, we're scrutinizing how much we, in our ego, cannot succeed, that we need a different force that will fight. And it will fight for connection and not for control. This is the difference between the wars that were until the last war, the war of the Messiah, as we call it, and the war of the Messiah, which is for the force that is pulling us, Mashiach, Moshech, pulling us out from the ego to in order to bestow.
All words will be from now on, you know, not in force, physically, but
I hope that all of these wars with force will gradually disappear. There will be many reasons, but in the end they will gradually diminish, disappear, and there will only be scrutinies, maybe yelling or small wars, conflicts, skirmishes maybe, in which there will be scrutinies of how do we reach the scrutiny, the knowledge? So in which form can we come closer to the correct good future, which will be according to the laws of nature? This is what is important, what is correct. Correct means that it will go along with the laws of nature. Then nature will not contradict it, so that the human society, all in all, will become congruent with the process by which nature is advancing.
So one nation will fight another over what? What will the inner war be?
I think it will be an inner war, not a physical one, but rather only about the scrutinies. So what is the truth? And this is just like, let's say, between scientists, that they also have struggles, conflicts between them of all kinds, but clearly these are scrutinies in order to scrutinize the truth. And this is what will happen. That is, there is no end to the wars until we truly reach the final congruence in this general vessel of Adam Rishon, where everyone connects. So until we connect, of course there is a lack of congruence between different parts, different levels, different manners, and this is called war. But these scrutinies will become scrutinies in order to reach the general unity.
You see, in the near future, humanity will stop with physical wars and go on to ideological wars?
Yes, it will be more and more clear that we are in wars. Well, it's not ideological wars. It will be more and more clear where we exist, and there won't be big differences in terms of what do we have to reach. But for sure, we need to reach a single nature, a single sphere, where we're all included, incorporated in that same sphere, and in that we all have to complete each other in different manners until this whole puzzle in this multidimensional space, not three-dimensional, but truly multifaceted, multidimensional, until this puzzle will entirely come together and will become established.
Advanced degrees, we say, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, that out of hate, they even wanted to kill one another. Won't that come into expression, manifestation, just internally?
No, the fact that they have scrutinies, and in such states like the students of Rabbi Shimon, that will also happen, and on the high degrees, certainly. That a person needs to discover how much she is in opposition to others in his views. But it's not that these views should bring us to a physical war where I kill the other one who does not agree with me. There were such events also between scientists, but it's, you know, when and how, you see. I think that in the future, the opposition, the conflict, this status of being against will be a great one, but it's not that it will be in order to kill the other one so that I will be just by might, by force, but that I will be correct in the brain by scrutiny. and the measurement will be according to the Creator. And so it turns out that there is an opposite direction here, that I will have to help all of those who are against me so that together with them we can scrutinize the truth. And it doesn't matter to us who has the truth, so long as it is the truth. Because by this we all advance, both those who are against and those who are in favor, those who were correct, those who are not correct. It is always, this is how we advance together to the Creator. And this is why there's no difference here between the one who is right and the one who isn't. But rather, to begin with, we realize that this is how the Creator is making a scrutiny by giving each one of us opposite views, so that we will become incorporated and discover that the truth has to be above them, above these opposing views. Kiev 1.
Dear
Rav, then the result of this development, as a result, people will reach an understanding, a sensation of the same terms Baal HaSulam writes about?
Of course, and a lot more than that. We need to reach the same degree as the Creator. As it is written, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God." What is return, O Israel? Those who wish to reach Yeshar Kel, Israel, so they need to reach up to the Lord your God, meaning up to the Creator, to reach His degree. This is actually the Creator's will with respect to the created beings. And we, all of us, will certainly reach that.
How exactly will that occur in evolutionary terms? I mean, humanity needs to cook, to develop.
So there is the matter of the pyramid here, as he explains to us at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar and in a few other places, that there are those who reach it more with the intellect, there are those who reach it more with the emotion, there are those who are being helped, where you participate together with them in all kinds of different things, just like in humanity. But all in all, we reach a state where each one, according to his vessels, understands where we are, feels where we are living. Of course, it's not that everyone will have the same degree of attainment, of understanding, of feeling. Everyone will have, each one will have what is according to his vessels. But if I, according to my vessels, feel that I'm completely similar to the Creator and I'm being filled, then by this I'm satisfied. Besides the fact that we have incorporation among everyone, it's like a sphere in the vessel of Adam HaRishon, and then each one, through his incorporation, he attains everyone for all the generations and everything. And so there's no problem in that. It's as it is written that the handmaid saw as much as the Yechezkel, the prophet saw, which means that everyone, from the smallest person and up to the greatest person in attainment, they will all be in the same attainment. This is why it is considered a sphere, that we, all of us, perceive the same degree of attainment. And we, in the tens, gradually are beginning to come closer to that form.
Okay, I mean, in the tens, that's understood. All those that have gathered here, we have some unified level of desire. We all want to attain the Creator. But in the world, there are such different developments of human beings. There are those who appreciate knowledge, those who appreciate power, those who appreciate imperialism. I don't know. I mean,
So when people still haven't developed, then
the upper light eventually arranges everyone. It arranges everyone. And you will see how much it will come bit by bit. It will reach incorporation, and each and every one in this process fulfills his role. And as it says, that the cast out will not be cast out from him, and everything reaches its root, and the Creator eventually arranges these things. However, in accordance to how much we're drawn to that perfect state, according to that, he takes us through a better path or a path that is not as good.
But
you will see how everything reaches complementation. Completion. We need to get a bit more emotion towards it, a bit more of an intellect, a bit more of a feeling out of our connection, out of our mutual complementation, these over those, then you will see that it all works out.
Dear Raf, am I then, according to this article, influencing the faith of my friends, so that there is an understanding in what is in reason? Thank you.
I don't know exactly what he's asking and on what level, but of course what we are able to do is we can actually do everything because we can be in a 10, in an inclination to be connected and each one completing the others. We can, through all of these others, we can connect to the Creator and absorb, receive what's in the 10 from the Creator individually to each one. And it turns out that by this I'm as a representative towards the Creator, a representative of the 10. So it turns out that I'm in the middle between the Creator and the 10, and then there is truly no limit to my ability to bestow, to influence reality, the world, because I am like a mini Adam HaRishon with respect to the Creator. I truly feel myself as His son. Okay.
Internet.
Questions that have accumulated from Latin 7. Why in spirituality everything can be simultaneous? How is that possible?
Because time is something that is relative. And therefore there's no problem here that we exist above time, motion, and place. These are the axioms, a priori axioms that we read about later on. We attain them. We can't have time, motion, and place in spirituality if we don't have the egoistic forms there, if the ego is not working there. Because time, motion, and place are results of the will to receive.
From Mark 16, he writes in the article, rather, faith discerned as corporeality, which is called separation. We said that we're talking about spiritual terms. How is faith considered corporeality?
Faith, no, he doesn't mean corporeality as we do. He means faith, which is the will to receive Malchut, that we constantly have to work on it, to rise above it, and to reach, by this, reach complete faith towards the Creator. Bestow. Next.
From Volga, what's the difference between work and prayer for us?
I think
that prayer is the work, the summary of all of the efforts by a person in spirituality should be the prayer, because one understands that by himself he cannot achieve anything, and what he wants to attain, he has whom to turn to the Creator. So he accumulates all of these discernments and prays.
From Kabir 9, when he works with faith 100 times, he will remain in the same state, right? And when he works with his mind, it will remain in him always. How can we depict this in the 10?
Start working in the 10, then you will feel that what is happening between you, that's the first 9, and this lives and exists and it remains, whereas when it happens in each one, that goes away.
Asia, how can it be that a person has no remaining impression from the faith?
Because there is constantly an exchange, constant replacement. About this, it is written that Malchut, each and every day, becomes a virgin. There is this rule that each and every day, Malchut becomes a virgin, which means that she's cleansed of what she had yesterday, and once again she's ready for today's spiritual work.
Two last questions from Ashdod 10. How to maintain the faith above reason even in 1%?
If you try to be between the friends, truly to be between them, to be immersed between them, connecting them, working with them, devoted to them, then you start to feel that you are truly above yourself. And this is already the first step towards spirituality.
PT20. Change the source of the fuel from pleasure from listening to questions and answers to the intention to drawing the light that reforms when we're learning and reading from the sources.
It's only through efforts. There is none as wise as the experienced one. And so it will come, but just keep going in this and persist in it.
Yofi. Moscow 2.
Great, Moscow 2.
Raf, то, что вы до этого говорили относительно десятки и мира, вызывает...
What you talked about before, about the 10 and the world, it awakens many impressions, because there is this feeling that this is happening before our eyes. And I'm very curious about how it will happen in the world and to what extent in our community we have to overcome, to hurry up and grow stronger in our connection, because there is truly an illumination. And how much the light that we pass on changes reality, and you want to accelerate this already, and there's a feeling that this is actually possible. Is this how it is really? Or an illusion?
It's not illusion, not some exchange of reality. Rather, we are really in a very special state that humanity must scrutinize how to advance onwards in its direction towards correction by force or by connection above separation. And here there are scrutinies, and thus I cannot speak in what I would like to speak, because nonetheless, we are still in separation between all sorts of countries and governments. And so we'll wait and hope that soon we'll be able to speak in a simple manner, a clear manner, and then we can scrutinize everything. One thing is clear. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's not just from today, but thousands of years ago, that love covers all crimes. That we must, not by force, to convince and to bring the tomorrow till today, rather only by all sorts of actions of connection. And connection cannot be against the desires, desire of the others. So, rather, there must be a process here of study, of to come to recognition, awareness, familiarity, and then accordingly we can reach a state that we can all be connected in the good connection. In the meantime, we need to continue. Volga.
Volga.
Good morning, Rav. I've got a bit lost. I would like you to clarify to us, what is faith? Really, in a clear manner, in a precise manner. Earlier, you talked about it. So what is faith?
Faith is called upper force that reaches a person and fills him and ties him to the Creator. That is the force of bestowal that fills the vessel of reception of man. And then the person begins with this to come closer to the Creator. The force of Binah, which is in the middle between Malchut and Keter. That's it.
А вот в контексте этой статьи не очень понятно.
And in relation to the article we read, it's not so clear. Here it says that faith is a quality of Malchut, and the intellect is related to the first nine. And so a question comes up out of that. We go through defense states in the 10, and as the Kabbalists write to us, we have to rise to faith above reason. So what does it mean in relation to this article? Is it a certain hope, or?
That's called that we need to stand up to establish the force of connection, of faith above reason, above what we know and feel, what dwells in us, that we will flip, invert our forces. What's more important and what's less important? And that's called I saw an opposite world. That what was important to me before, knowledge, power, reception. Now important for me is bestowal and love, connection. If I will invert these discernments, these values, this instead of that, then I will already begin to advance towards spirituality. The spiritual world is built upon the opposite qualities. Bestowal, love, concession, and so on. All that is opposite from our present nature.
USA, Norway.
Okay, I need to ask. USA, Northeast.
Thank you, Rav. Is he saying that intellect is the sum total of the spiritual discernments from our 10, but none of those will help on our current state, because each state is different. So we must rely on faith, which is the some power or intensity to resist the negative force. Is this kind of what he's saying, or is this the right approach? Thank you, Rav.
אבל זה לא יעזור, כי אנחנו חייבים איזשהו כוח חיצוני שהוא האמונה כדי להעלות אותנו לדרגה הגבוהה יותר, או משהו כזה.
אנחנו עושים כל מיני פעולות.
We do all sorts of actions in order that will operate upon us, the upper force. And actually, it makes all the changes. He makes all the changes in us. Also invites the records. And also, on the records, illuminates upon with the upper light. And then turns the records into sefirot, into spiritual discernment. And as such, we begin to feel and receive the upper world. We begin to rise in attainment towards it. That's what occurs. I'm sorry, okay. PT9.
Do I determine what is the intellect and what is faith?
No.
It's in your structure, but it already exists. PT31.
The question is in relation to what you explained. You said before that this will be the last war, that humanity will no longer have fight wars. You told us many times about a blow of hunger that is approaching.
These are wars that need to be as the wars of the Messiah. Yeah. But there, it can be all, not in a corporeal manner, but in a spiritual manner.
So, the question is, you explained, you told us that apparently it's going to be a blow of hunger when a pandemic started. You said this will be the direction. Then it seemed very far away in the time. Now, during this war, it seems to be approaching. As you see, Ukraine is the great export of wheat to the world following the war. There may be shortage. And so the question is there an ability to prevent this, or is this a scrutiny that we will have to go through?
I don't talk about how to prevent things. I'm not some commentator from some newspaper. Understand? And it's forbidden for me to talk about that. I just explain what are the processes, more or less, according to the rules of nature, the laws of nature, and how much we can improve our state. If we couldn't improve, then I also wouldn't speak, because what's the benefit if there is a war ahead or not? Rather, on the condition that we can turn the bad to good, then I speak about it. That's it. So we'll continue to work according to what we have in our hands. We'll continue to believe that it's actually the strongest means to bring the world to good, and that's how it will be. But really, we live in the time that will actively be revealed, this entire package and in the world, how it's all connected, how it's all closed, how we can all incorporate in it, and in our incorporation between us, and how we influence the world. This we need to reveal shortly, soon. That's what's important. In the soon ahead, we need to reveal that our actions in each and every 10 are truly acting upon all of the large humanity and the spiritual and corporeal worlds together. That although we are small and only in the beginning of the ladder, at the lowest rungs, the bottom of the ladder, we can specifically, because we're in the last generation and standing upon the shoulders of all those who preceded us, the great Kabbalists, we can take part, participate in raising our world to the end of correction.
Yes.
That's like the baby that's born. He doesn't know by who he was born. Maybe he's the son of a king, or maybe some poor family, and who knows? Maybe he was born in a bad state, good state, or he doesn't understand anything. That's how we are. We don't understand anything, who we are, what we can arrange. But that's what's standing before us. We are the chosen ones, and we must realize it.
Humanity can receive inner insights without paying the physical price. If we do strong work between us, they can get these insights internally without the external form of hunger or all kinds of things.
Of course. Yes. Bulgaria.
Дорогой Раф, когда говорим о многомерном пространстве,
when we speak of a space, a multidimensional space, it means that we influence all the worlds with love.
Yes.
A sphere, a ball, a wholeness. So,
okay, what's the question?
О многомерном пространстве. Не. Очень интересно.
Не, анахну ло философим.
Can you tell us a bit about it?
We're not philosophers. I don't want to talk about things that we're not in.
Dudi?
Oh, still we have Moscow 6.
Даров, с одной стороны...
А кто ты такой?
Меня не видно, да. Что-то не вижу.
No.
Yeah, you can't see me, right?
Слышно, но ты должен показать себя.
Do you hear me?
We hear you, but you need to show your picture.
С одной стороны, вы сказали, что...
I guess the internet is not so good. I wanted to ask, on the one hand, you said in the beginning of the lesson, you said about this article that they chose it, but it's not really suitable. On the other hand, after you explained it, we read it a few times and you explained it, I realized that this article changes your attitude because the world is something that we can perceive with our hands, with our legs, and it influences us in a good way. So I think the article influences us.
Each and every article we read influences us, but influences us in a manner that we don't understand. It's like you tell something to a little kid. Like you open your mouth and you speak, and he looks at your mouth, and that's how it is. And there are things that already enter the ears and the mind and heart. There is some like that, but all incorporated, and it enters in a bit, and that's how we advance. This article, I'll say again, it's not an article. It's the list of things that Bala Sulam said in a manner that's how we heard. They heard it from him. During the meal, I guess. And thus, that's why it looks this way. All right, we'll continue. Nonetheless, everything completes one another. All will be clear.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Okay, so we'll sing a song and then move on to the Freedom article.
Face after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, and now we rise. And every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite.
an open door. Together we hear the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry. To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one, now we rise. And every word an echo from the sky, breaking the wall, hearts unite. One.